The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn.
Hello, and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a podcast for anyone involved with planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Christy Matthews, and this episode is one of our quick focus episodes, so I'm going to wrap everything up in under 10 minutes. And today we are talking about guest books. So let me just dive right in. What is a guest book? A guest book is something that is usually set out at the ceremony site as guests are entering. And then oftentimes it's moved to the reception site to a table, like a welcome table, so that it's out all night. And the idea is that your guests are going to sign their names on it, basically. We think guest books are awesome. Honestly, for me, it's just another like artifact of your wedding. It's like a keepsake. And other than the photos that you have and the videography, it's something to keep. It's a relic of your wedding that your kids and grandkids can look at one day. Something to keep along with maybe some cards that you receive or your vows written down to each other. I think that they're cool. Almost every wedding I do has one. So in my book, it has the Big Wedding Planning Podcast stamp of approval. It is necessary. It's easy. It's not that expensive. It's something that your parents probably had at their wedding, and it's going to be something that you're happy that you have afterwards. That being said, a traditional wedding guest book was kind of boring. It was a small leather-bound book, or, you know, some pretty book, small being like maybe 5x7, and it had lines in it on the pages, and guests came in and literally just wrote their names down. So there wasn't any room for messages or sentiments or little happy faces. It was very basically a log of all of the guests that you invited to your wedding. The new traditional guest book has a little bit more space for guests to write a message. So if you want to go, you know, bare bones, as it were, and not spend a lot of time thinking about this, just buy a guest book. You can go to Amazon and type in wedding guest book, and they're going to come up with a ton of different options. If you want something kind of nice with a custom monogram on it, Mark and Graham has some really beautiful guest books, and you can pick, you know, colors to match your wedding and how you want your name stamped on it or embossed or with gold letters, something on the cover, maybe the wedding date. So that would be just a book. And in that case, you just need a table and some pens to display this. And it's something that you want to make sure that you grab after the wedding and that you keep always. So that is a basic guest book. Now, most people, weddings these days are getting a little bit more creative with that. And to that end, the sky is the limit. There are a ton of ideas. So you can Google wedding guest book. You can go onto Pinterest and you're going to see just literally every style of guest book possible. So if your wedding is working with a theme or colors, or if your wedding venue has a really specific angle or look to it, you can certainly match your guest book to that. When I'm talking to brides and grooms and they ask me for my advice on a guest book, like what should we do? Usually this is something that is a detail that has like slipped through the cracks, and it's maybe, let's say, a month before the wedding, and they're like, oh shit, my mom just asked me about a guest book. What are we going to do? What do we have time to do? I don't even want to deal with this. And my first suggestion is always my favorite guest book, which is a coffee table book. It's an existing book. Maybe you already have a beautiful book of, you know, like an editorial coffee table book on your coffee table at home. Vanity Fair or Vogue, or it could be, you know, photos of a city that you both love, like Paris, or it could be, you know, vintage Italian black and white fashion photos, or a book of architecture, or any kind of lookbook. These are those big, thick, hardcover just beautiful, glossy photo books that they're made to be displayed. So if you have one of those already in your home, or if you buy one, this can be a fun little outing, just the two of you. If you buy one that you are into and relates to you as a couple and your lives together, you have the book, and you're going to provide Sharpies and get the acid-free Sharpies. And people are going to sign their names with a little message right on the pages of the book. So they might write over a photo or on the white space next to photos, but it's taking a coffee table book and making it your guest book. And then you can put it right back on the coffee table or the bookshelf in your living room after the wedding. And it's a really nice way to display, in my opinion, a little something from your wedding that isn't just going to go on a shelf high up and you kind of forget about. The same thing works if you buy a geographically specific book, like a book of maps, maybe your hometown, or the wedding location, or an atlas, like a vintage maps, or, you know, beautiful just geography photos. And guests can write in that as well. And sometimes guests have a lot of fun and like circle their favorite cities or sign next to a place where they met or that you've been to with them. So it's a way to get a little bit more personal. And for both these options, guests are usually pretty much just signing your name. They might sign a little bit more like congratulations or we're so happy for you, but they're not writing long messages because they don't have a ton of blank space in a book. So it lends itself to a really natural just signature next to one of these beautiful pictures. The third idea for a giant book basically is a photo album. And for this, we're talking about a photo book album that you have made rather than an album that you're slipping photos into because that has plastic and that's harder to sign. But if you make yourself a photo book through Shutterfly or MPix, those are two that I use a lot, you can leave room. You can leave blank pages, but you can also leave room on every page for people to sign next to the photos. And if you go this route, then doing a photo album, what I most commonly see is of the bride and groom or bride and bride or groom and groom do photos of their professional engagement pics. But it's also really fun to collect more photos than that and do maybe pictures that span the years that you've known each other or pictures of you two both as kids and then growing up and then your lives together, pictures of your dog, pictures of your softball team, you know, just pictures of your life. And then guests sort of get an idea of that when they're flipping through the book and they might see themselves in there. And it's a nice way to just show everybody that's celebrating your wedding a little bit more about the two of you. Another way to do that with a photo is by blowing up a large photo and placing it in a mat and having guests sign the mat of the photo. And I'm seeing that a lot as well. And then this is something that can be displayed in your home on the walls. Also, there's artwork on canvas that can be signed. And you might have a piece of art that you already love. You can have, I've had paintings guests signed with Sharpie over the painting on canvas. You can also order custom art prints from Etsy. Maybe it's a print, a drawing, or a sketch of the two of you, and guests can sign on the mat or on the artwork itself as well. And then the other thing that we're seeing here and there that is kind of fun are actual items to sign. I've seen giant Jenga games that for a cocktail hour that was outside and had a lot of lawn games. One of the games was giant Jenga, which has like, I don't know, 8-inch pieces of wood. And guests were using Sharpies and signing the actual pieces of wood. So it was something fun for the guests to do. And then obviously it's a keepsake for the bride and groom or the couple afterwards. Every time they play giant Jenga, they're going to see these amazing well wishes from their guests. I've also seen guests sign like a large item, like a magnum wine bottle, or a sculpture even, that is something that the couple is into that they're going to display in their house. And then there's the guest books that are a little bit more action-oriented, like when guests take a selfie or put a fingerprint onto something, or have a message request jar, like date night ideas or tips for the newlyweds. And then people throughout the night write little messages and put them into some receptacle. And then a very basic idea is just buying a journal or a book of blank pages. Have somebody that you love, or just do it yourself, have like an example page so that people know what to do with it. And everybody will sign a little message for you. And just a quick tip, if you are writing on a book and the pages are glossy or shiny, well, just all pages, make sure that you test the pens that you buy so you don't have the kind of pens that are smearing. And sometimes Sharpies do smear even though they're Sharpies and they're not supposed to, or at least I always assume they won't. And then I have ink on my finger and you have ink on the beautiful page of the guest book that you bought. So test the pens and put the right pens out. And that, my friends and dear listeners, is a quick focus all about guest books. If you have any questions, you can tweet us at TBWP Podcast, and you can email us thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com. Love you. Mean it. Peace out.